We did our commercial shoot yesterday. If you got to see last season's edition of Justin, Scott, and Spiegel in the car with random people, we did more yesterday. I thought they went great. I thought it was better than the first batch that we did.
I always have a hard time because you've delved in the world of video for a long time now.
Poorly.
But you can see, like, the edits in your head or no. You know what I mean? I don't know how to do all that, so I'm just, you know, winging it. And then the real magic happens, like, in the editing room. When I finally see the finished product, I go, that's cool.
Great job. They did a great job. I don't remember saying that. And the other thing that you said, they'll marry together to make a new sentence.
Yeah.
Which is fun. So we drive around. Okay, before we get into the Spiegel revelation, thank you so much to driver one. Thank you to driver three. Driver two.
What happened to driver two?
Driver two might need to head back to driver's ed.
I thought she was a great driver.
I thought she ended better than she started. I mean, immediately we're going the wrong way down a one-way street.
I do that all the time. That's just a parking lot. It's not a street.
Well, you're also a bandit. And you live life on the edge.
It's the company parking lot. It's not like a street. It's not like we're going down a public street.
She's an agent of chaos. And then the braking immediately puckers my back end. A real, like, just...
I think that it was just a different vehicle and she had to get used to the pedal. That happens all
me.
Like whenever I get into Chiquita's car, the brakes are way better because
tighter.
My truck is 12 years old. Her car is 2 years old. So, yeah, you hit the brakes and those are strong.
Yo! God, these brakes are tight.
Yeah, after that, I thought she leveled out. And, you know,
so tight.
And is it the fact that she's a she have something to do with it? I don't think so.
No.
She was a great driver.
No, she was crazy drunk.
Hey.
What?
No.
No, that's not true at all. So we were driving around, we're saying stuff that we got to say, we're kind of free-forming it and things like that, and then on the very last leg of the very final moments...
Well, we drove by a cemetery.
We drive by a cemetery, and we're doing zazzles, you know, we're doing our chuckles, we're having fun, and Josh says he already knows what he wants on his tombstone. As a matter of fact... He has it written down in his phone. Josh?
Trying to find it here.
Take it away.
Damn it. Where did I put it?
It's right at the top.
Trust me, I almost remember it word for word.
Yeah. Do you?
Something about darkest hour.
The darkest hour, I believe.
Oh. Yeah, I said it was something like, in his darkest hour, he still tried.
Oh, my God.
It just hangs in the air.
Oh, wait a sec.
It just hangs. It did that in the car, too. It just hangs.
Oh, no one said anything for like 3 minutes.
Yeah, it hangs. So when you walk out of the cemetery, you're haunted by it.
Yeah, because I don't know what that... like, I can't... What
it sticks with you like a country gravy.
Like he never gave up or in his darkest hour?
In his darkest hour. One more time, Josh, take it from the top.
In his darkest hour, he still tried.
Yeah, that's sinister.
Makes you think, like, what the darkest hour was?
What was he trying to do? Did he fail in his darkest hour and the darkness overcame him?
How dark did it get?
What was bedrock? What was the darkest hour?
And he still tried what? To
fight out of the darkness? To hide the darkness from others? Was he the darkness?
That's what you... Now, what is that?
Hit me up.
Is that... Something you saved in your phone because you had thought about this, and that is the thing that you...
I thought about...
Thought to be your best epitaph?
I don't want to get morbid.
Get morbid.
It's not my nature, but I thought, you know, maybe if I make a list of these sayings for my tombstone... Tombstone pizza, Pierre! I would have something to write and leave the family saying this is what I wanted on my...
Put this on there. Because the tombstone is the summation of a life.
Yes.
I was referencing it earlier. It's sort of like an ancient version of a tweet. You've only got 140 characters to sum up the grandeur and expanse of a man or woman's life, and yours is the darkness overcoming you, and you're trying and failing to power your way through it. So I got thinking, you know, what would be on our tombstones? What's the summation of your life?
I should have mine say, go away.
That's a good one. So Josh reveals yesterday that he's thought about death more than we knew that he thought about death, as he's already got written down in his phone what is going to be on his tombstone. Even in his darkest hour, he tried.
I always tried.
I always tried. What didn't make the cut?
Isn't that a lie, though?
He missed out on much, but still managed to be clutch.
Okay, that one's my favorite.
Whoa, who used this? Did you make this tombstone, Mike? That's on our Facebook
yeah,
page?
Yeah, there's one. No, Digital Czar John Lauer put that
Whoa.
Together.
Click it or ticket.
No, there's a website called Tombstone Builder, and somebody actually built it. It says Josh Spiegel with his quote.
Oh, my God.
Maybe
oh,
if you actually see
scary.
It, oh, yeah. Maybe if you actually see it, you won't think about death that much anymore.
Let me see this thing.
It's just kind of creepy to see.
Give us a like. Facebook.com/JSS98Rock. Whoa! Josh Spiegel in his darkest hour.
What is it? JSS?
98
now, Justin
Rock.
Scott and Spiegel on 98 Rock Facebook.
Yeah.
Do you already have a plot, Spiegel?
No, I don't have a plot.
The
plot.
We don't know how far the planning goes. You already got the saying. Who knows? Who's to say? You didn't have the plot.
Well, yeah, some families like to stay close together in the cemetery, so I didn't know if there was, you know...
I don't want to be anywhere near my family.
Bury
I want
to be face down so everyone can kiss my ass.
I want to be near my dog.
What if you guys just got cremated?
Oh, my God, that's creepy.
You mix the ashes together.
Isn't it creepy to see?
Yeah, it's weird.
Now, what's the date on that?
Yeah, it doesn't have a date, so it doesn't work. Nanny.
I'm saying, would it be... we're in 2017.
Yesterday. Yesterday was my death.
Is that it?
Some other people on
Twitter.
We're
thinking like 2027. Another good 10 years.
Solid 10.
I don't know if I'm going to make it.
Not even 10. Okay.
Oh, I need you to make it to at least 2040. Please, I got a kid I'm trying to put through college.
God, that kid is screwed. My kid's screwed too. Trust me. We're all.
You should see the way he eats his treats. There's no chance he does anything other than maybe a year of community college. Derek says, I told you jerks I wasn't feeling well.
Yeah.
Waka waka.
I like that
there
one.
There you go.
I think the truth of the matter is that not a lot of people have thought about this. I've never have. Like, you asked me earlier, what would your... I'm like, I have no idea. I have no idea.
Well, you might want to start thinking.
One shall stand, one shall fall. Freedom is the right of all sentient beings. It ain't no fun if the homies can't get none.
I don't think I even want to have a headset.
No, I want to be cremated.
I'm going to stuff you guys and make you live with me forever in perpetuity. Let's go to the phones here. Let's see.
Well, because I think about, like, you know, my grandma, right? My grandmas. They're up in a cemetery in New York somewhere. Just laying there, like, by themselves.
Yep.
And it's like, maybe the one grandma is, like, next to her husband or something. But, like, my parents don't even live there anymore. Like, they don't go there. They don't play. If you got them on a little urn up on the shelf, you could say hi to them every day. Visit them every day.
Yeah, like have like a nice recipe. How about a recipe on the back of it? Put me in an urn with a really nice margarita recipe on the back. I fully expect you guys to take my ashes and mix it into like margarita mix. Drink me.
And the other thing to think about too, if you do want a headstone, I mean, there's those really cool obelisk ones.
Yeah, those are expensive.
Or like the statues.
I want the mausoleum where you have to walk into it. You could always tell in the cemetery who the rich family is.
Oh, yeah.
Because you've got like the garbage little brick looking one, like, oh boy, they didn't accomplish a lot. But then meanwhile there's a guy in the middle who's just got a big stone cabin.
Oh yeah,
that's where Josh is getting buried. Let's go to Mark right off the bat. Let's get our sinister on. He works in a cemetery.
Oh cool.
What's up, Mark?
Hey, good morning. Hey Josh, never change.
Oh, don't thank you very much.
Don't you change.
Of course. I was hoping to share one of the funniest quotes I've ever seen on a monument.
Please.
All right, it reads, hi, thanks for coming. Sorry I couldn't be here. If I've done you any harm, I'm sorry. If I've done you any good, pass it on. P.S. See you soon.
I kind of like it.
You want to shadow this guy one day at the cemetery?
Nope.
Mark, what's the possibility of us coming to work with you one day?
What do you do
the
there?
Cemetery.
I'm a lowly maintenance guy, ditch digger, and I'm a huge fan. You could absolutely shadow me anytime you want.
So you actually dig the holes?
Yes.
Yeah, we fill them.
And just like other maintenance and stuff like that?
Set up tents, break down tents, coordinate the cars, the traffic coming in and out.
You ever caught goth kids sneaking in to do rituals?
Actually, yeah.
I knew it!
Can we steal a body?
No.
Damn it.
Have you
go ahead, Mike.
I was going to say, have you ever seen anything weird?
Define weird, yeah. Different religions have different customs when it comes time to bury someone.
No. I'm talking you've seen something weird, like the ground move.
There's no spirit. There's no spirit activity, is there?
No ghosts, no.
No.
God, man, you got bigger balls than I do.
Now,
homie.
Do you have to learn your craft from somebody? Like, do you apprentice under somebody, and do they teach you? Are there like kind of unspoken rules and regulations as to conducting yourself in a cemetery like that?
I mean, unspoken, sure, but it's day to day. You just learn by doing.
Do you see the bodies? What's the
no?
What's the grossest thing you've seen?
Yeah, and whenever fallout, like if when you're,
boy, I've heard tale falling out, but never witnessed.
Wow. Okay, I'm gonna put you on hold because I genuinely would like to shadow you one day, and I will apprentice underneath you. I can only imagine. And if you could just role play for me, put in like a milky glass eye contact, large beard, have a limp. Have a terrifying story for me.
Do you ever create, like, backstories in your mind of the people that are around you, the dead people?
Oh, good question.
We've got a pretty high volume where I'm at, so not really. It's just more about getting through the day.
Wow. Have you ever seen somebody so overcome with grief that they've, like, dove into the grave during the funeral?
I'm coming with you, Daddy!
I hear that happens.
Actually, yes.
Oh, my God.
That is metal.
I'd let them stay in the grave, and I just, like, quickly put dirt on them.
I just pray that, like, when that time comes, there's someone on Earth that feels that much for me that they would want to jump in there with
no
me.
No chance.
They're gonna help shovel the dirt on me. Get them out of here.
Get them gone.
Get them gone.
Cover
them up.
Shovel
them
in.
Are we done yet? Jesus.
Get them out.
Get them out.
Get them out.
Yeah, no one's... There's gonna be three people there.
It's going to be us.
Nobody's going to give a rat's ass about me.
And we're going to be so circus fat by that time. We're not going to find a pallbearer because no one's going to be able to lift our fat asses up in the air to get us to that hole.
Oh,
no. All right, let's go to someone else here. Mark is definitely on hold, Mike. I'm going to continue to talk to him. I'm going to go to work with him one day. Let's talk to Ken in Silver Spring here. Ken, good morning.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Yeah, getting ready for death.
For Josh, he should change his little thing on his headstone to, ironically, now that I'm buried, they'll never know where I buried the bodies.
Oh, come on. Interesting. Finally, I've become my hobby.
People are creating their own on our Facebook page. And we talked about this yesterday. One just says, clear my browser history.
Yes. Throw my phone in a pond. Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. This, man, we're getting some people in the industry. First, we talked to a dude that works in a cemetery.
I'm fascinated by people who work in a cemetery.
Well, you're going to be fascinated with John because he carves headstones. Good morning, John.
How you doing, sir?
You carve the headstoners. You heard Mark refer to them. He calls them monuments. Is that the proper name?
That's a proper name for them. It's monuments. That or tombstones.
I couldn't think of headstone. I was calling it a tombstone. I don't think they're really called tombstones.
I'm going to stick with
tombstones. Yeah, they're still called tombstones.
Yeah, all right.
Tombstone pizza, Pierre.
Now, how do you charge for something like this? By letter?
No, it goes by per square inch. Back in the day, it used to be by per letter, but now everything's by per square inch.
You ever misspell anything?
Yeah, we came with a couple calls, but that's the customer's fault because we haven't proofread, and, well... If they misspell, they misspell it.
Now, is that a good living? Like, you work for a company, I would imagine? And
Yeah, I work for a company in Baltimore that does it for a living. And I lived in a cemetery for 30 years, so born and raised in a Jewish cemetery.
You lived in a cemetery
for 30 years?
Yeah,
in a what cemetery?
A Jewish.
Really?
Yep. Right up Spiegel's Alley.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Oh, I don't even know what to ask you. My head is exploding.
God,
right
I bet
now.
There was some whining. Oh, man.
So yeah.
How old are you?
I am 36 right now.
So your family was in the business, so you just kind of lived and grew up around it?
Yeah, my father took over caretaker back in the 70s.
Does it make you feel fear death less?
Yeah, I mean, I really don't fear death that much because I've seen all kinds of it.
Is there
you
money?
Name it, I've seen it.
Is there money in the cemetery business?
In the corporate cemeteries, yes.
Hey, people are dying.
Not in a private cemetery.
I'm not getting buried in some chain somewhere. I want that local mom and pop cemetery.
And the money keeps coming in because the families have to pay you for upkeep, right?
No, they pay for something called perpetual care. Perpetual care is designed to maintain the grave, not the stone, but the grave itself. But you can buy insurance for tombstones.
God.
Burn me up, man. I don't want my family paying for all that.
Oh, no. But
it can be covered under your homeowner's insurance.
Oh, okay.
Really?
That's wonderful. Oh, wow. Yeah. I can't wait to see Flo trying to pitch me on death insurance.
Well, quickly, is he still there?
Yeah, I got him.
Out of all your years, is there any, like, one tombstone saying that stood out to you, or do you have one in your mind?
I got two of them. The guy who invented the Ouija board, I did.
Whoa! What?
And,
cool.
Yeah. We did his stone.
And is that the one that looks like a Ouija board?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. And we also did Chunky and his mother from the Little Rascals.
Ha!
Wow. This guy's a celeb. All right. I am also putting you on hold. I want you to carve pro bono Josh Beagle's tombstone for us and have it sent to the station.